You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. How cool is it to know that you have a miracle product inside of you all the time? And it's true. That's what we're learning more and more about right now. And the miracle product is what we call PRP, platelet-rich plasma. And the beauty of PRP is that we're learning just more and more things about what it can stimulate positively in your body. Today, I wanted to focus on two aspects of what we're doing here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery with PRP. The first one is hair restoration. Now, I know all of you out there that are thinking about the neighbor down the street, your uncle, a really close friend of yours' father that had hair plugs years ago. And whenever you see them, you almost cringe because you know, obviously, they had something. Obviously, they're not pleased with the cosmetic result of that, but they're stuck with having this doll's head appearance of hair coming out of their head. And let's be honest, years and years ago, the concept was that a plug of bald scalp was punched out of your head and it was replaced with a plug of hairs that came from somewhere else on your body or your head. And that plug had multiple hairs in it. So naturally, your scalp, your head, would look like it had more hair in that particular area. Unfortunately, hairs don't grow out of a plug like that normally, unless it's a doll's head. So if you take a look at a doll, and even nowadays, the doll's head is probably a lot more realistic, but out of each part of your scalp, there's either one hair coming out of its own area, or possibly two, and at the very most, sometimes, if you really take it under a microscope, you can see that there's a triplet or threes coming out of the same similar area. So as hair restoration and as hair surgery progressed, and I used to do a tremendous amount of that, we became more and more attuned to being able to do follicular unit extraction. That's what they term FUE, follicular unit extractions. And what was happening is we could actually take out individual hairs and replace them in a place on your head, and it would look much more realistic. And they still do, and it's a wonderful operation. It's extremely time consuming, and many people are still very, very adamant against having hair transplants because they know the uncle, the neighbor down the street, and they see what it could actually look like if it's not done perfectly. So let's enter into this picture, PRP. This is an amazing thing, but it actually was created by the fact that a lot of other specialties started using it and started realizing that it has some sort of growth factor capability, and it has the ability of stimulating your own body's production of whatever it's being asked to enhance. So let's talk about hair. Nowadays, what we're doing here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery, and by the way, you have to go on our website, daviscps.com, and see the before and afters of basically just PRP that's injected into the scalp. We literally have you, let's say, come in. We draw 22 cc's of blood, which is literally one small little vial. So if you're going to get blood drawn at, you know, a blood drawing area, they're going to take multiple vials. Here, we just need a very small amount, and we place it into a special type of a centrifuge. And because of the way we've extracted it and we put it into special tubes, it separates out the products of your blood. And the rich plasma, the platelet-rich plasma, this beautiful gold stuff, we then draw up into very small, tiny syringes. Same kind of syringe we would use for a Botox injection. And then we inject it into the scalp. Magically, within 4 weeks, we've had so many patients come back and say their hair is feeling thicker. Their hair starts to feel like it's more supple. It doesn't feel as dry. And that's after just one session. Now, we're recommending that there's a total of 4 separate sessions done a month apart. But for many women that we've done this for, they have been told by their hairdressers that, oh my God, what have you been doing? Your part that had such a weakened area is now much more filled with hair. What have you been doing? We have guys that have had hair transplants. We've had guys that have had scalp reductions. We've had guys that have been taking every kind of medicine that you could possibly think of that's supposed to grow hair. And they tell us that the PRP that we're injecting into their scalp is 100 times better than anything else that they've done. And what I want you to know is that this is something that can be done not just for someone that's really balding. We're doing this, and this may be you. This is for people that are starting to notice hair loss. Their part is starting to get more bald. They're noticing that their hairline is moving back further and further. And it stimulates hair growth. So, for all of you out there that are completely bald, or for someone who really hasn't had hair growing on their scalp for many years, this is not going to stimulate that. But what we're saying is, just like having very fine hairs that you probably see all the time when you look in the mirror, those fine hairs are telling you that there is still life and there's still hair growth in those areas. And if you do something like PRP to stimulate that, you will definitely notice an improvement. So one other thing that we're doing with PRP is that we're injecting it into the face. Now, when I do a facelift, many times we'll use PRP under the skin, and that helps the flap or the facelift heal quicker, and it's almost like using your own body's glue, and it works great. But short of doing anything surgically, we've started using PRP in our microneedling, and our microneedling techniques we do is something called Fractura, where it's microneedling with radio frequency energy combined. And using that plus PRP, we're getting an amazing appearance of the skin. So for you out there that are thinking about what kinds of things could you do to make your skin look more youthful? What could you do to make the appearance of dry, wrinkled, possibly acne-prone or acne-scarred skin better without having a tremendous amount of downtime? This is the answer. Using microneedling with PRP stimulates your body's collagen production. And because the PRP is almost being used as a stimulant, just like it is in the scalp, it promotes collagen production, and it promotes a juicy, more youthful appearance to the dermis. And I'm sure all of you know the difference between a baby's cheek and your 80-year-old aunt's cheek. So when you go up and squeeze that little baby's cheek, there's something about that cheek that's just nice and juicy and thick. And then when you're going to see your aunt and you're going to give her a kiss on the cheek and you realize how paper thin her skin is there, what changed over all of those years? And most of what you're not feeling is the thick, juicy dermis that we have in our youth. And what I'm saying to you is that there are many, many ways for you to grow a thickening to your dermis so that it appears more and more youthful over time. And we've been doing that with things topically like Retin-A and vitamin C's and laser resurfacings. All of those things are a stimulant to get your dermis to grow and thicken. But we're noticing that the PRP combined with something as simple as microneedling is a fantastic way to jumpstart that whole youthful appearance of your skin. And let me just bring up one more thing. What we've started to do, which makes so much sense, is when you come in for your PRP for hair or just for your face, we can do both sessions simultaneously because the amount of platelets that we're really getting can be enough to do your face and hair, depending on how much we can take from that same sitting. So think about that when you're trying to think of something that's coming from your own body. It's nothing that's being injected into you that's foreign. A lot of patients love that, and that may be you. You don't want to take anything that's outside, you know, that's not coming from you and putting it back in. That's why patients like you always ask about using your own body's fat to put after we do liposuctioning on you. We take the fat and we can put it back into your body. It's very similar. Now we're just taking your blood components, which is this PRP, and injecting it back in. So I hope you've enjoyed this. This is the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and we'll be back talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.